Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewer and we have an incredible guest with us. Hannah has been an active member of our community. She's participating in our grid cohort. I know she has so much to share and we're both in Illinois, so we get to brown on some of the icky weather we have some time and also celebrate the sun that we hopefully will be having for the next few weeks. We'll be right back. Go fill up your coffee and let's get into it. Hey everyone, good morning. My name is Ray Hewart and I am here with Hannah. Hannah, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm so glad to have you on the show. You are such an active Teach Better ambassador. You're so active in so many different pockets of our community. I'm glad that we're able to feature you on the show as well.
No, I'm happy to be on. I've been enjoying the different bursts of weather, you know, whether we go from 80 degrees to a snow day,
literally,
at, you know, different points in the year. You know, Illinois could be surprised for weather.
It can be, especially in April. I feel like it has been a whirlwind. I'm ready for May to kick in, end of May. Let's get some sunshine consistency and I'm game.
Yes. No, we finally hit the end. We're officially done with state testing. So we're finally over that hump. And now we're just in the home stretch here for the end of the year.
There's so many good things coming, I know, for the end of the year that you have planned for your students. Before we get too far into those plans, though, tell us a little bit about what you do day in, day out, what your role is in education, all that good stuff.
Well, first and foremost, I'm a mom and a wife. I have a seven-year-old who's into dance, 4-H. You name it, she's probably into it. I'm learning all about softball right now. I know nothing about it. She's currently into that right now. So that's been kind of a fun adventure. If anybody has any tips for that, feel free to throw them in the message box because I have no idea what I'm doing. Outside of family, we have a Catahoula leopard dog, a very high energy. We've been to a lot of training classes with him. And then I'm also a third grade teacher. I've been teaching for 13 or 14 years, one of those two. Third grade the entire time in Freeport, Illinois. I have a class of wonderful 19 young folk who keep me on their toes. And we really do a lot of fun things in the district that we have the opportunity to do.
Yes, you have been really committed to not only taking advantage of what your district offers and really getting to be able to support the community there, but also expanding your PLN beyond that district as well. Hannah, I can't believe you spent your entire career of 13 years in third grade. I feel like that in and of itself is a massive accomplishment. You never wanted to try a different grade level?
I student taught in first grade, and I really actually do enjoy first graders. And I also did seventh grade. And what I discovered is I never, ever, ever want to teach seventh grade ever again. Sixth graders were great. Eighth graders were great. I don't think I ever want to do seventh grade again. There's just something about that age group where either it's my sarcasm was just not compatible with it. But with one of those two. Before I was in the classroom, I taught at a residential mental health facility in northern Wisconsin. And I was a self-contained K-8 special education teacher in a mental health facility. So I had kids who I would work with and come up with an assessment education plan so that when they went back to their district or wherever they went after their assessment program with us, I had recommendations for their best placement and strategies. So that's kind of fun. So because of that, nothing really scares me. I've been known to tell students, you know, you can do that. Not going to faze me.
I think it's great that your experience has really led into helping in now your role as a third grade teacher, being able to kind of have a number of different roles, not only through student teaching, but through other elements where you've been able to see different types of students in different situations, that does like support educators and being more well-rounded, being able to support a diverse group of students.
I mean, I think what I've really learned through the whole process of it is relationships are key. You have to know your students. You have to let them into your life. You know, my students know my daughter. She comes to school on her days off. She goes to a different district. So she comes in and they know her. They ask questions. Unfortunately, they do ask questions about what I'm like at home, which leads to some really funny conversations after she's gone. But really, we, you know, all this experience, getting to know your students and the SEL portion of teaching. You're not going to get anywhere if your kids don't know you or trust you. One of the biggest things, strategies I've been working on improving right now is getting my ESL endorsement and really trying to integrate a lot of strategies for multilingual learners, which, you know, in reality, they're best strategies for everybody. So really, I often say that I do too much. But really, everything that I do finds a purpose in how I approach teaching with kids.
Yeah, so you're very intentional by what you choose to fill your schedule with, even though it's probably an extremely busy schedule.
My husband complains sometimes, yes.
Well, that's their job. Our partners are supposed to watch out for us and be like, hey, slow it down a little bit. We miss you at the dinner table, and that's all right. But Hannah, another thing you've been keeping your time busy with is you've been a part of our grade certification pilot, which I know we've actually explained on different episodes, but maybe some for you that if you didn't catch it, Hannah would have applied to be a part of this pilot we're running right now. It's a multi-month certification program in hopes that at the end of this cohort that you are officially certified as a GRID user and allows us to really work in this cohort to master what we love, our mastery learning, you know, mastery framework that many educators I know here are using. Hannah, that experience has been going on for a few months. I know it wraps up at the end of June. I mean, you got like 2 months left. How are you feeling about it so far?
I'm going to be a little sad when it ends. I mean, I know that I'll still keep in touch with everybody in the cohort as well, but it's been a pretty awesome cohort. There's a whole lot of support. And how I use the grid in the classroom, I've been able to see different ways to improve how I do it and to extend different ideas. So from other elementary teachers, which has been awesome to see. It's a valuable experience. I highly recommend that anybody do it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you applied. I know we only accepted a very, very, very small group to participate in that, because again, it is our pilot. We want to make sure that we get it off the ground and do it the right way for all of you who may choose in the future to participate. But Hannah, we've loved having you in that group because you're able to share so much insight and reflection on not only your classroom, but again, like you were sharing earlier, being able to talk with other members in that cohort, sharing ideas, implementing their strategies and coming back and being able to have that dialogue has just been wonderful. I know you're entering into phase two, which is so exciting. And I cannot wait for us to have our little graduation ceremony at the end.
Yes. No, we've been working real closely with my third grade team. We do work very well together. We've been together most of us have been together for the last 6 years. So we know the ins and outs of each of us. And we've really focused in our PLC time on, and I may or may not have pushed them a little bit to, hey, you should try this. I can be very convincing sometimes with them. But we've really kind of worked as a team level. And because of a lot of these strategies, the scores in our third grade have been skyrocketing. And the kids can actually, and what I like the best is they actually remember it.
Yes.
During state testing, I saw their little lights go on. Oh, we did this in, and then, oh, honey, we're not supposed to be talking right now. It's state testing, but that's awesome. You can do this.
Yeah. That's a huge part of those of you interested in the mastery learning system is we need to figure out how to really master retention as much as also students getting it the first time. So I'm so glad that you've seen so much success, not only with your students day to day, But the longevity with the state testing and having scores be so high, that's a huge celebration, Hannah.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, my class is pretty open and honest with me. You know, I've had kids come up and say, I don't like this assignment. And I can have a deeper discussion with why you don't like it. Well, I already did it in this, this, and this. And what I discovered through that process is, you know what? I already basically did have you do this concept in like the level below. So you're right. Maybe I need to rethink this and, you know, take that out or move it down. You're right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I love that reflection that you're able to have with all these different people that are a part of it, not only the people you're collaborating with that are educators, but even the students sharing their ideas as well. So lots of good things to come. Hannah, we're going to transition to our team talk segment. We want to continue to pick your brain, so stick with us. Thanks for sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. Before we wrap up this conversation, we do want to pick Hannah's brain a little bit further into all the work that she has been doing and sharing with not only our Grid Method cohort, but also our ambassador crew and everyone else that she's connected with, because Hannah has definitely dedicated a lot of time to growing her PLN. Hannah, as you reflect on your time in the Grid Method cohort, your time as an ambassador within the Teach Better team, your time as a successful third grade teacher, not only giving in this field, but learning from people all around you, what do you feel like has been a piece of advice that you've received or been giving out that has been really impactful?
I think that I would say is listen more than talk.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's one of the things where, you know, I did that from the very beginning of when I started with my adventure with Teach Better. Did a lot more listening than talking. And then that's allowed me to really kind of take things in and really think about how I'm going to respond. But as I'm listening with intention.
Yeah.
One of the things that's especially what I do with students, I'm listening with intention, because trying to get what the true message is. Oftentimes, you know, I'll find myself talking too much, or, you know, we've all had those times where I'm like, I just got to put my foot in my mouth for those sorts of things. And one of the things, so when I first came to Teach Better, I was introduced through the Teach Better conference.
Yes.
And, shout out to Alex Valencik. He's like, hey, you should come on. We're going to be setting up. Okay. Just kind of hopped in and, you know, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? Didn't know what I was doing, but just kind of hopped in. Did more listening than talking with that. And ever since then, it's just kind of been a, hey, that may be kind of cool to do. Or, hey. And now I can successfully say that I have connections literally all over the world. That I've been able to use for the betterment of not only my professional network, but also with my students. We've Zoomed with other classes. We've done so many other really cool things that I probably, if I wouldn't have opened up my mind to it, wouldn't have seen. So put yourself out there, do more listening than talking. And really, truly be willing to embrace the uncomfortable.
I love that piece of advice. That is a great mindset to take into the day ahead as well, thinking through how we can listen with intention and also learn from those around us. I think you have so much to share, Hannah. I so appreciate that you were able to join us this morning for a little tidbit and share so much of your experience. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. No. Have a great morning, everybody.
Yeah, everyone have a great morning. And if you need anything, do not be a stranger. Feel free to reach out to the Teach Better team anytime. We'll see you tomorrow on the Teach Better Today Morning Show. Bye, guys.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today Morning Show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.